Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright. But just a kiss goodnight.
You know I love you.
I love you too. I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Everyone, it's Carly. It's my Tuesday night edition of Daytime After Dark. I am glad a lot of you guys are here. Very, very good. Because if you guys wouldn't, I would be sad. And really, there's no use making Carly sad or pissed off at Carly. Not a very good thing to piss me off right now. Okay, I've had the day from hell. You know, I wake up and, you know, the morning doesn't go very well. And I'm like, okay, is this the whole morning? How bad can it be? Okay, so I take a little nap because I was tired. And then I wake up, go to the bathroom, and my fucking fan ceiling is leaking. I have a leak in my bathroom and they fixed it halfway, but they have to come tomorrow. So every time I sit on the toilet, and I can't believe I'm saying this right now, I get up. The rain comes in, and I'm just, oh, God, why? Why now? Why me? You know, pick on someone else. So tonight we will be talking, of course, about the Kimberly McCullough exit, and I know everyone's going to miss Robin. I know I am. And then we are going to talk about my favorite subject in the whole wide world, me. Just kidding. Well, maybe it is. You know, we will be talking, about everything tonight. You name it, you want it. You know, and what was I going to say? Oh, okay, and okay, yeah. I know Dancing with the Stars got over in the East Coast, but the West Coast people have not seen it. And I'm T-boning it because Lady A is going to be on. And so I think, you know, I don't want to know who wins. I want to watch it, and I will watch it tonight. So, and let's see, anything I forgot? Oh, the rules of tonight is, you know, be nice to me. Don't talk over each other. Don't really trust Carly from the 8th because I'm not in the mood. And, you know, if the rumors are true about Spinelli and my husband dying, well, let me tell you guys this. Brian Fawn is going to wish he never met me. Because if it's true and my Spinelli dies, I will literally kick or maybe kill someone, anyone, because no one touched my Bravo and no one touched my Laura and, oh, Steve, oh, Rebecca, you know, everyone else in my view is up for grabs after that. Okay, Amy, Audrey, Brandy, Linda, Silo, thanks for coming. Oh, we already have calls. Okay, and Christy is in New York tonight, so I don't think she will be calling in. Carrie might call in a little bit because she's tired and, you know. But I just thought I would sing a little of my verse of my new Thanksgiving song. It goes, you know, I'm like, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Well, I made up mine for Thanksgiving. I'm dreaming of a Thanksgiving where Jason and Liz and Jay can have the same moment. Oh, if General Hospital doesn't want to give us liaison for Thanksgiving, they should give us it on Christmas and the New Year. Okay, fine. I promise I'm more of a sing, but I've been, you know, kind of singing all day. Okay, for first of all, you on the air.
Hey, it's Candace.
I knew it was you, but I wasn't going to, yeah. How do you like my little song?
It was cute.
Are you just saying that because, you know, pissing calls are often not good, and you know that. So, no, I just made that up.
We had to come up with turkey songs today at work for the kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 781, you're on the air. 773, you're on the air, and another 773 are on the air. Hey, everyone.
Hey,
Sally.
It's Alicia.
Okay, who's all here? I know Candace.
This is Alva.
Alva.
Alicia. Kathy.
Hey,
Kathy. Hey, everybody.
But is Silo on the phone yet? Oh, no. Oh. Well, Kathy, do not tell me who wins Dancing with the Stars.
It's still on.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Cause
I can tell you who went home already.
Don't.
Okay, fine.
I'm so mad. I'm so
is
mad.
Is it who I think it is? Is it who I think it is?
It's not J.I. yet.
Okay.
J.I. didn't go home yet.
Okay, and Linda, will you stop this? Linda, I heard about Spinelli, Olivia, Abby, Kate, Bonnie, Anthony, real dying, unless they'll kill. I will be sad if they kill Spinelli. Well, if they kill Spinelli, all of you guys know on the line that someone will pay. Someone will pay very dearly. You know, Liaison is coming. And so, yeah, but no, I'm happy with Dancing with the Stars tonight because Lady A is on Dancing with the Stars. And they are, like, my favorite group ever. So they are on, so I will watch it tonight. And, you know, I hope they all win, but I kind of have a crush on Rob Kardashian. I do not want to hear from anyone. I don't know why. He just looks cute to me. So what did everyone think about Kimberly when the announcement was given?
I hate it.
Who gave the announcement?
I'm devastated. I read on her Twitter her thing, and you know what? As much as I want Kimberly to stay on General Hospital, I mean, like she said, Robin was a big part of her life, and making this decision was not easy for her, but she's ready to move on. And, you know, I got to give her some credit. I remember for her to, you know, move on and succeed into directing because she already won an award for her movie.
Yep. So, not to interrupt you, Candace, but the block call is on the O2. Just wanted the block call to know that. But, yeah, I mean, someone was supposed to call me back last night or text me Kimberly's Twitter thing. I wonder who that is. My little correspondent, and then Billy hung out with me.
She did it today. I swear she didn't do it last night. She said she was, but so she did it like a couple of hours ago. So yeah, for my defense, Kimberly was the one who was late.
Okay, fine. But I was at my favorite place last night, was I lost a little, and I kept looking at my phone saying, okay, when in the hell is this announcement coming? And I'm like, my correspondent would not let me down. And I was going to call you about 10 my time, but it was 1 there, so I didn't.
I
didn't know. 859, I think this is Silo. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's me. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Silo.
Welcome to the crazy little party. But you know what? I think with Kimberly, she wanted to move on. Maybe this was her time. She's directing a movie. And, you know, she won't have any trouble getting jobs outside of the Ace. I mean, she was fairly known when she left the Ace and was in a couple of Lifetime movies. So I don't think she's going to have, a hard time getting.
Has anybody heard that?
Go ahead.
I just lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
Okay, Candace, be quiet. You're making fun of it.
Well, I'm sorry, but I was just going to say something about the whole Robin thing because I don't know if you guys heard, but they said, Kimberly said that she, you know, everything is out of her control, and there are certain fans out there who are praying to the soap gods that they do not kill Robin off.
Oh.
Yeah, because now all of a sudden...
Well, I hope they don't either.
Johnson, right, because you have Johnson leaving, even though they said they're going to keep it open. Johnson says, you know, they told, General Hospital told him they would not kill Lucky off. At the same time,
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry.
I'm hoping it doesn't happen. I'm hoping it doesn't happen, what we all think is...
To be honest, if Lucky were to die... you know what, I won't tell you why I think I would do the whole jumping on my bed thing and just to sprain my ankle and have the doctor yell at me again. But the Robin thing, I don't think, I think it's sad, but my prediction on how Robin will exit, in a nice, peaceful exit, I do not want to go with the theory that she's going to die because, you know what, you cannot kill off a legacy character that's beyond the fucking soul, excuse my friend, since I don't think they would do that. That would be a very, very bad thing on their part. But no, I do not know. Amy, you better call in. I love Amy's thing. You know, I bet I will predict to the next one that we will be hearing, leaving the show. And that will be my greatest day is if the next person is chemo And once we hear Chemo is gone, we are having a fucking party on the show. Bring wine, bring everything, and we'll be the biggest party we've seen. You know, I mean, you know, once we get Leyland, you know, back together, and I hope everyone loved my little tribute, Thanksgiving tribute to Leyland. Yeah, I just made that up in my head today, and but no, I really think, you know, she will just go off screen and, you know, maybe she will go back to Paris. But the thing is, Patrick is not leaving. You know, Patrick is not leaving the show. So,
Sam ain't going nowhere, girl. She's not going anywhere. She don't have nothing going for herself. She ain't going nowhere.
She's not going to get rid of her daddy
right there. She ain't going nowhere.
No, you know what? I disagree. I think Chemo will be the next one going. I really do.
With all the things
she said on Duty Soap and all that.
But she can say all that. She said nasty things about GH before, and she's still there.
Yep.
Well, hopefully, if people are listening, people are not stupid, they will get rid of this son of a bitch actress that should have been gone years ago.
Seems like some people on YouTube should
have been gone.
And not have a problem with it.
What's low?
What'd
some
you say?
Actresses over there can do whatever they want and say what they want and still keep a job.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, as long as Franz kisses their ass, you bet.
Well, you know what? I don't think Franz is even giving a damn about the soaps anymore. I really don't. He cares more about the revolution and the show. And that's fine by me. I just think Chemo is the next one to go only because, well, I don't like her. And, you know, I think, you know, Sam needs a goodbye. Sam needs, you know, to go off. I mean, you know, she needs I want her to pay for everything she did. And then I want to see her go down by the docks. And then she can die.
She doesn't even have to leave. As far as I'm concerned, she can sit back and watch Jason Liz get back together.
I don't care whatever gets off my screen.
So do you think Monica? So tell me, do you guys think Monica is worried?
Oh, you think
that
she sees how Jason is?
I am so irritated
with
Monica.
I know. I heard that. I'm irritated with her too. She gets
I was ready to throw my TV out.
Well, you know what I'm sorry, but when I'm proven right about that is probably her, I am going to love throwing the I told you so sorry, because right now I just feel Sam has no use, and I'm sorry, but she's known all along that Zeke's alive. She's known it. You know, she has gotten away with everything. And to be mean to Carly as much as she has in the last month, that is also another reason why I want her gone. You know, she needs to, you know, either pay for what she's done, get killed by, you know, anyone, even Jason. Jason needs to make good on that promise. You know, Jason needs to make good on the I will kill you threat. And Carly, what is my favorite moment? What is my favorite moment from Robin? I really like the Robin and Stone storyline.
Yes.
I thought she was so good in that. It was so real. It was so raw. In fact, I think everyone in the Stone storyline was really good. Because you had different people in that storyline. I mean, I've always loved Luke and Robin's relationship. You know, I remember when Robin, you know, had Sunday Tail look about her having, you know, HIV, and Luke went to her and they talked, and you know, and then they saw, you know, she walked out of the room and he saw Robert. And I always thought, wait a moment, that's what General Hospital messed up with. He saw Robert like a ghost, but he wasn't really dead. I mean, thinking back on that now, I kind of laugh. Let's see, any... Yay, Amy's on the line.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
How are you? I think everybody just needs to take a deep breath. I think we're all being lied to. I think, remember, spoilers are 99.99% false. And Gavin does not like to give spoilers. In fact, he doesn't. Most of the time, he's not even in the studios when this is going on. So, I mean, he lives in, New Mexico? So, I'm not saying that he's not aware of what's going on. I'm just saying that he doesn't, like, give spoilers away. We've had several actors tell us that. So, it's not something that's made up. You know what I mean? And you knew that as soon as, you know, Monica spilled the news about Jason seeing Elizabeth in the hospital, that Sam was, the spoilers were going to start popping up that she's pregnant, you know, and I believe this is all her fantasy. I seriously believe.
Yep, I do too.
I hope so. I really hope
that Sam is dreaming all of this somehow, but I have a feeling that I can't explain it, but it's just all too pretty for her.
Yep.
And this thing with Franco coming in, it's like we're in a dream, and it changes to not to a nightmare, you know.
Yep.
And it's just really strange feeling.
You know, I mean, when we go back to the top.
Yeah. And I know it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating, but we've got to remember that as soon as they said the rewrites were coming, or as soon as rewrites were being talked about, I knew that things were going to be pushed back. You just knew that that was going to happen. I mean, anybody with two eyes could see that.
We've
heard from several people that they're filming Christmas scenes. So that's 5 weeks out, because we heard it last week.
Yep.
Magazines are at least 3 weeks out. And everything is changing. Everybody tells us that things change on a dime. No one can take, you know, I mean, just please don't fall for the crap that...
Yeah, I mean, come on. And, you know, for Sam to be pregnant.
Sam's fan board, basically. That's what Dee Dee is.
Yep,
they
exactly.
The majority of the people there are Sam's
fans. I don't use them.
And don't go there. I mean, it's not worth it. So then
it's
you
not.
Have
and you know what?
I know it's hard.
I'm going on what I see on the TV, and it sucks.
And you know what these spoilers are doing? They're dropping the ratings. Because people see that.
Exactly.
They don't want to see that. They're not going to tune in. So they're screwing the ratings anyway. I mean, truly, if this is the way General Hospital is going to be, I want them to cancel. And I don't mean to be that. I do not think it's going to go on much longer. I think we are almost there.
Yeah, I do too. And by
it's
the way,
way
can
too,
we
way,
call
way
it?
Way too long.
Yeah.
Way, way
by
too
the
long.
Way, can, by the way, Kimberly McCullough, I was on this on Entertainment Tonight site, and they had Kimberly announcement about Z8 on Entertainment Tonight That is spooky. I'm like, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't they do that with Lexi?
I don't know, but yeah.
What is going on? They talk about they're going to go back to the history and stuff, and so far I haven't seen Jack.
Not a bit.
I mean, now they're getting rid of Kimberly?
Kimberly,
I think back in July,
we heard the rumors that JJ was leaving, right? And everybody's
going,
he's not going nowhere. And here we are, late fall, leaving. We also heard when he first came back that he was only going to be here for a year, year and a half. Remember those rumors?
Even six months. There were some saying six months.
For two people only. And I think the major vet that's leaving that we will find out very early January is Tony.
Yeah, me too.
He's gone.
Me too. Yeah, I do too. Oh, and by the way, you can tell
in his acting, he's not into it anymore.
I did enjoy the scene with Sunny and Luke the other day. I always enjoyed that relationship, but yeah, it's not.
I think that's because those two men. I mean, they love working together. I don't think it has anything to do with that.
I can totally tell. I love Luke's last line too.
I know Robin is a legendary character and legacy character and everything, but she was also gone for a very long time, too. And the show was really, really good back then. I'm not saying that it's her fault that ratings are bad or anything like that. So please don't take it that way.
No, and I think Kimberly had this her mind up months ago on this.
Oh, yeah.
And for everyone that thinks it's because of the Lexi interview, I don't think it had anything to do.
Maybe that was like the final push.
Oh, yeah,
this happened to me, I'm out of here. I've been wanting to go, blah, blah, blah.
That's probably why she kind of spoke up about Lexi, because she only knew she had one foot out the door, so she didn't care about the backlash.
Yeah. I read that there's several people not on contract right now, and the names will be released soon, and it will be shocking.
Yep, it will be shocking.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we still haven't confirmed for sure when Kelly's ends. Her contract.
Yeah. I'm reading.
Either she's already
someone's poster.
Or she's one foot out the door. Maybe she's just on the current. I don't know. But
I think it was just final push, you know. She said that's it.
Oh, cool.
My daughter's home. My son's home.
How is your daughter feeling any better? Is he doing better? I mean.
She said she's just going to avoid him as much as possible. And she says she's done with him.
poor girl. I do feel sorry on that. But, you know, and someone said in the room, some are saying that Steve may leave. I don't believe he isn't happy from where I got there.
You know what? I don't think he's happy, but he hasn't been happy for several years.
I heard
either.
I think Steve is going to ride out the storm. I really do.
I think he will, too. At least until June or whatever, you know.
And by the way, people that don't live in Seattle, just be grateful that you don't live in Seattle, because having your bathroom ceiling almost, you know, have water come down it, and I hate it, and I can't believe they won't be here until tomorrow to fix it, but Yeah, it isn't making me very happy. I mean, I'm like, oh, after the show, I'm going to go take a bath and relax, and then that happened. I'm like, oh, forget that idea. But no, I think there's a lot of unhappy.
I think that.
Amy, you live in Seattle, right?
About 55 miles, 53 miles or so north. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Don't complain, seriously, because I live in the Midwest, and last year we got almost 23 inches of snow.
Okay, well,
I'd rather have snow.
Today, after my ceiling and going in the bathroom, I'm getting dripped on. Okay, rain? No, I wanted to snow. Bring on the snow. Bring on the snow, Seattle. Just come, bring it on.
If you get 25...
Don't bring the snow over east.
What did you say?
Okay. Okay, if we got that much, I just wanted like a week after Thanksgiving, and then it can snow as much as, what did you hear? Okay, Tyler, what did you hear about the event with the food was awful?
Yeah, I heard from somebody, I was asking her about the Steve event, because she's a big Steve fan and Lathan fan.
Oh, okay.
And she said that Steve kind of behaved like he wasn't real thrilled with the way the storyline for him are going. So I don't know. I don't know, but she also told me that the Kelly Steve event, all the food was awful except for the egg rolls or something.
Well, and it cost so much money. Oh my god!
She didn't go, but that's what she heard.
Yeah, well, it was $270, and. When people are saying the food is awful, that is bad. That is, oh, my God.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It is.
You know, I don't think I would spend the money to go to a Lathan event.
I couldn't.
You know. Yeah.
I don't think Robin's going to die. I think she's going to go off. I don't think they are going to kill off the character. I think she's going to go off and... maybe
oh,
help.
Okay.
Well, they don't have to kill her.
Oh,
they
yeah. Oh,
773. She's going to leave because
I'm here.
You're back on the phone.
Yeah.
773,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And if anyone tells me who wins on Dancing with the Stars, they have to go meet the maker tonight because, because I kind of bet on this. I bet on Dancing with the Stars.
It doesn't matter
okay?
what kind of car you
know, and I'm thinking,
they're not even showing that yet. They're doing acts and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paying $270, you know,
that's a lot of freaking money.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, for anybody's event. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I
just
want
to know what was said.
Robin, can you shut that off, please? Thanks.
Has anybody heard what was said during the event?
No, I really don't care what they said. I mean, it was whatever. It's over.
Well, they talked about.
No, I'm just.
I honestly think it was a goodbye for them. Like,
yeah, it was a goodbye
off.
For them. I do too. Yeah.
I read
yep,
that they
I
had about Kimberly leaving. They told everybody that Kimberly was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yep. And they talked about Sam may be pregnant, and it's probably Jason.
Both said. Both sit. Amy?
What?
Amy? Both sit. That is bullshit.
I'm sorry?
But why would it be bullshit?
Okay, they are saying...
Nothing that General Hospital doesn't surprise me at this point.
No.
Pregnant is
Sam, just... Sam will not get pregnant with Jason's baby. End of story.
Nope.
You know, at all.
Nope.
It won't happen.
Mm-mm.
No,
nope.
Thank you.
Married,
oh, and...
Yeah, I really think that Franco is playing with her mind. And
yep,
I think that she's running scared. And like I said, I knew that spoilers were going to pop. I should have bet on it. I really should have.
God, you know
as
what? We could have bet on it.
Said that, I should have bet on it.
I would have
been. I would have been mad at you. Yeah, by the way, Linda, Basil, I do not think Felisa and Frisco will be back. Zach Renew is looking a lot of B&B. I don't think that will happen. Do I think there will be an event next year? Yeah, I think that might be a day of hospital event.
I don't think they'll be back either. I mean,
no, I mean, because, well...
No.
Yeah, I don't think they'll
well,
be back.
Well, no, but, but they might
yeah.
They might do the fan event to say goodbye to the fans.
I didn't see these people coming back, but like I said, they're not going to
I don't see Zach Wagner coming back. I don't see Kristen... Wagner coming back. I don't see Vanessa coming back. I do see Tristan coming back. I don't know about Vanoia.
Well, they treated him like garbage, too.
Yeah.
Maybe they took Robin off, but I don't think that. I think Robin's going to go off and, like, help AIDS patients or something like that. It would be more... I don't know. I just don't think they're going to kill her.
Fitting for the character.
No.
Audrey, you
yeah.
are on the line, too.
Yeah, okay.
But I've also heard rumblings of more of screen testing between Patrick and the skank. So, I don't know if they're true, but...
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with Patrick.
She'll be upset. Of course, she'll have a moment of weakness again, and Patrick will be upset because Robin left. I don't know why she leaves or whatever, but and then they hook up or something. These are just rumors, remember? So I have no idea how much weight they have or whatever.
But
when
is she actually
flying around?
When does she
let's see, we just heard about it today. I mean, she could be here until February sweeps. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Because the JJ thing, that happened real quick, because he's leaving, his last air date is in December or whatever. So
right.
that happened real quick. So
yeah.
I was just wondering when Kimberly was leaving.
She could be already gone, too, but they filmed... You know, they block tape her or whatever, and they'll space it out or whatever. Who knows?
Yeah,
but like
yeah,
I was
talking
about
they're
going to
end her before the first of the
it
year.
It would be a shock. Someone said, what if Robin is the serial killer? That would be really freaking awesome.
Yeah, I had heard somebody bring that up today in the ABC room for GH, and I thought, you know, that could
And that would
really,
sit with the...
Because they keep saying it's going to be a love character. Who
yeah,
they
can't, and that would fit with the description that they're giving of who it's going to
yeah.
be. So.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
but,
maybe she went crazy.
I mean, like I said,
the
I was a fan of hers back way back in the day, and then when she first came back, I was like, okay, she's coming back, but then, I don't know, she just was stuck up and... I don't like the way she treats. I don't like the way she treats Elizabeth now. I mean, she's very condescending and bossy and snooty and just, I don't know. I just don't like her.
Well, that's because they don't write women very well.
But like I said, I'll take her over.
Okay,
most
you guys, Terry is on the line too. Hi, Terry.
sorry. I fell asleep. I was so tired when I got home.
You are always sleepy. My goodness, I'm going to call you sleepy.
I'm working like two jobs. I work 30 hours a week.
I'm just joking.
I work the weekend.
I know. Yeah, and 469, if you want on air, just press 1. But, no, Carrie, what do you think about this whole Robin thing that we've been talking about?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I'm glad I'm not watching her in the hospital.
I don't know, but I also heard that Audrey's coming back. I heard that Jeff Weber's coming back. I heard that Sarah Weber's coming back.
Wow.
I'm always hearing the Weber's are coming back. They're always coming back. They're always saying
yeah.
Sarah's coming back. So.
Yeah, I'm beginning
but,
not to
but
believe
that's
anything
gained, that's
until
gaining
I see it on my screen.
Jake is
exactly.
Back. I have a feeling like that we will know. I don't know if Jason and Elizabeth know, but I'm calling it right now. We will know by the end of the year that Jake is alive, indeed alive, and we will see
yep.
proof.
Yep, I'm calling
January,
it. I hope so.
Yep.
I'm calling it too.
Jason will be the one to find him.
Yeah. Yep, and I will. I'm calling it too that the betrayal will not help Sam and Jason's so-called mirrors. And you know, maybe we should start watching on the second week of December. Things are happening there. You know, but I mean, I am sad that Kimberly is leaving, but I think she wanted to do this ever since she left in July.
Yes, she's been wanting to do this for the longest time. She's always said she wants to direct or produce. And you know what? She's been successful before, during, and after GH.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's done a lot of primetime shows. She's done a lot of HBO shows. She did that Deadwood show. The girl is very
really
talented.
Sure
that, don't get me wrong. I mean, she's a wonderful actress. And I think she'll go far.
Does this mean Eve is going to get
the head of You guys, let's not cut people off. Terry was actually saying something.
I'm sorry.
And then she... Terry?
Hello? No, it's okay. I'm really tired anyway, so I kind of just going to listen. But all I wanted to say was I'm not really watching it anyway, so I mean, I don't know if she's leaving because she wants to, which I'm not surprised because I think I wouldn't want to leave that show the way it is.
I don't blame her.
But
I don't blame
it's just
her.
It's just another way of me not wanting to go back to the show right now because I love Kimberly. I've always loved her. And so,
But I also heard that Edward, the character, what's his name? John Ingalls.
Was
retiring. And he could be the one that's going off, too. And I wouldn't put it past a Quartermain being serial killer. So.
So, my computer crashed. Who's supposed to be the serial killer? Like, who do we know? Have a
We don't know. Well, we are picking people. Right now in the South, when people are picking Luke, Edwin, Monica, or Robin.
You know, I don't know. It's funny how it's funny how they're doing a serial killer on General Hospital when somebody outside of General Hospital killed the show. It's funny.
That's the whole thing. He's a serial killer.
He's a serial killer.
That's what they're calling
serial
him.
Killer,
serial
so
killer.
Maybe it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Bronze makes show up on screen.
Terrible.
Let's not freak people out.
Does that mean that Scrubs is over? I guess. I love Scrubs.
The One Life to Live people said that Sean actually sat in the writer's room until the day that it was announced that One Life to Live was being canceled. And then he stepped away, and that's why the show got better.
No, I don't believe that about One Life to Live. Sean did not have that much of control with One Life to Live that he did with General Hospital at AMC.
No, I don't think so either. I don't
know.
No,
it was a different vibe.
This was from the actors. They said that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe someone typed that from the actors, but I don't believe that. I'm sorry, because
he may have not. They said, I had heard the same thing that the actors said.
As soon as Franz came to ABC, you can tell within a couple weeks that General Hospital was just
garbage.
The hell? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
when did
Ron
fall in love with Courtney? Was on, and he fell in love with Courtney, and she became the it girl, and we lost Jason and Elizabeth because of Courtney. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You know what? We also lost Jason and Liz because Fawn needed to have a blowjob every day by Monaco. So that's not go well with the Courtney factor.
This was before Monaco.
Monaco was even thought of being on GH. This goes back
But Fawn was the one that said, we need her on General Hospital. Let's create a new fucking character for her.
When Franz came on, it was before Kelly Monaco, and that's when he decided he didn't want Liz and Jason. That was with the whole Xander thing and went to Courtney and all that. So Franz,
he had a thing for Alicia too.
Remember last week when I told you everybody was saying that she would be the lady in white? She's not.
That was laughable.
She resembled Laura Spencer. I mean, come on. What kind of crack is that?
I think One Life to Live was always in a good place. I don't think One Life to Live was ever in the bad place of AMC or General Hospital was because...
What happened? My computer crashed and it's...
But I thought I heard an actor say that Franz did have control, and the minute he did, that's when One Life to Live got good again. Matter of fact, you know who said it? Was the other night, Roxy.
Yeah. Once he stepped away, One Life to Live got good again, why it's so
good. I don't know her real name, but it's Roxy. Eileen, what's her face?
Fawn did not like her to begin with. So that's not a surprise, but Fawn wasn't doing day-to-day fucking operation at One Life to Live like he was doing with AMC and General Hospital.
But they also had very strong writers. These guys did not put up with his shit.
Mm-hmm. No, Valentini
wasn't
going to put up
with
it.
Right. And
Steve,
you know what,
Steve did say, I read in one of the recaps, that Steve did say, I wasn't there, so this is all hearsay, supposedly he said, let me put it that way, that Franz had so much control over GH that every time Guza would write a storyline, he couldn't do what he wanted because Franz would dictate how he was going. And Garen is kind of going through the same thing. I mean, Steve said that.
No, Garen is not going through the same thing. If Gavin was going through the same thing, it's fun though, the liaison scene that we got a week or two ago, liaison is coming. Franz could care less by now.
Think about something a minute. Gavin wrote those awesome scenes in now all of a sudden.
Everyone is right.
What were you saying? I couldn't hear you.
Garen Wolf wrote awesome scenes for Jason and Elizabeth in 07. He just didn't all of a sudden get stupid.
If I saw him face to face, I'd call him a pig.
Me too. Well, I would call him the really bad name. Because, no, it's both said. You know, it's what he did. I would love it.
People have been saying, you know, that AJ's coming back or Ellen's coming back and he's going to bring
Jake
so with
crap
him.
Out there anymore.
I mean, what a shocker would that be? You know?
That nobody knows what's going to happen. For one way or another, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well,
the way that this is going
to
happen and that's going
to
happen is kind of is kind of pointless, because if he doesn't like spoilers, then we're not going to know what's going to happen. So you just have to keep an open mind.
Things are
going to
get thrown out there. And like I said, they're putting their own foot in their mouth by throwing out these spoilers out there that no one's going to tune in to watch the show for.
Exactly, because you know what? Okay, they want to fuck us to the death. So they will pull all the fucking big spoilers out there and say, oh, this, this, and it never happened. People get fucking upset, like someone was today on Twitter. Amy was there. Amy was there when that went down. And come on. I'm a vendor. What will I do if I ever saw Brian Fong in person? Well, if I ever saw Fong in person, it would not be a good day with him. You know, I say
no,
a 350. I say a 350 magnum right to his little wiener. I would sit down off this and then go for his leg, hurl him all over. But I would not go for his heart, since the bastard doesn't have one. And what about Joe Phil and Phelps?
I think you might have to stay in line, Carly. I think a lot of people would like it.
Yeah, but no one would actually do it. I mean, I would do it because, you know, he has dictated for so long, but I don't think he dictates anymore. Sorry, though, I will be not surprised.
I think GH will be here by this time next year.
Sorry, though, are you still on? Sorry, though?
Yeah.
Oh, by April or June. Well, okay, people
somewhere
don't
between
take
that time frame.
Okay, please don't take General Hospital in June. It's like my birthday month. And you cannot do that to me, thank you very much. And April's like a good springtime month. So that's not good. But no, I just think, you know, I mean, you know, Zayvon is coming. Jake's alive. And everything else that we are seeing on screen doesn't matter.
And I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to. I can't say who. All right. I'm just gonna say it. December 12th, something big's supposed to happen in around there.
Yep.
So I don't know what that
for
means.
Someone particular.
Basically, the whole town wakes up. So I don't know what that means.
Oh,
I don't know who.
But I don't understand.
That
I
should
mean,
be
you,
fun
you
to watch.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if they're giving fake spoilers, you know, you can't. You have to think every spoiler is fake. You can't.
Audrey, thanks for pointing that out. God, we will never know.
He's coming back. He confirmed that he's coming back few weeks. Ingo.
Unfortunately, Ingo's coming back. I'm like, I could care less about Ingo. I mean, I hate Zach.
He's a great guy. I mean, he's funny to tweet with.
I
love him for the way they treated his character, and I think it's awful.
Exactly.
He
was another one they assassinated at the end. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I don't know if it were me.
So are they bringing him back to be the killer?
I don't know, but I have to feel like there's going to be something shady going on there.
Oh, my God. If Zax was the killer, I would love it. Oh, my God, I would totally love it. Oh, God, that's a good person to become the serial killer. Then he dies. That would be great because, you know, after what Zach did, Carly, in my opinion, Zach, you know, should not even be breathing. Zach should not even be on this earth anymore. So, yes.
But you got to look at that both ways. She wasn't good in that, too. She,
you know what?
I do not have
to look at it
both ways. And Sunny calls him to,
you
know, be
yes,
ready to
yes, I think
work.
On December 12th, someone will be killed, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Me
too.
I don't have to look at it both ways. Number one is my soul, and number two, I will never say that what Colby did to Dax is, half of what he pulled her through. Oh, yes, David from Jason is sending black
people. What did he put her through? Wait a second. I want to know what he put her through. What did he put her through?
Okay. Having a psycho brother, come into town.
Wait a second. How is Jax responsible for his brother's behavior or anything to do with that? Jax didn't ask him to be this way or anything like that.
No. But what Jax did was say, Sunny and Jason are bad for the kids, bad for us, Colby. You need to pick between me and Jason and Sunny. But Derek can come in our house and hold his wife hostage and all that shit. No, in my mind,
I don't think he ever said that, but...
I don't think it's the same party.
He said pick. He said pick Jason and Sunny on me. That's what he did. Okay, but he could be friends with the no.
Jax has said to Carly that...
Oh, my God, the annoying blonde woman in the Target commercial, I cannot stand her. I just want to throw my... shoe through the TV. Oh, my God, she's so annoying. She's, like, yelling.
I almost told you, Carly. I'm sorry. You lucky girl.
Don't go on Twitter. People are talking.
Carly. Don't look at your computer.
Don't go on Twitter.
I hate people on Twitter. Thanks for telling me. Well, you know they're gonna talk about it.
I'm not gonna say it, but I was recording it. I was recording this with the stars because I wanted to watch it later, like, you know, before tomorrow morning. And I told everybody and said, please do not tell me. So Twitter, congratulations to the rightful winner. I'm not saying who for the rest, but, you know, the people have spoken.
Yep.
They are wondering.
I'm not going to tell you. You said don't tell you.
Okay, Terry. Where did Terry and Amy go? I'll tell you one thing.
I was really upset.
That's so nice.
I was upset that
Ricky. I'm so happy for Karina.
I was upset that Ricky Lake wasn't.
Wait, Carly, did Carly say someone just gave it away? Christy.
Oh, hi, I'm here.
Hi, Christy.
Hi. Isn't too much here?
Sound a little bit better.
You don't sound
better than Friday.
You should have heard me yesterday when I called Carly. She's like, go back to bed. I was like,
she's like, damn, like you're losing your voice. Oh, you've already lost it.
I know. Well, and then, of course, because Kimberly McCullough announcement yesterday, I'm going to have a show tomorrow, a tribute show for her. And then I'll have another one that'll be Scrubs, kind of. I mean, it'll be another one because I know people are going to be gone tomorrow probably. But I'll do another one like the last, her air date, you know, like the last day of her air, her last air date or something.
Oh, honey, you sound horrible. sorry. I know. I see us.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So what are you guys? I think this is my thought on the serial killer. It's going to be somebody that we wouldn't suspect. It's going to be somebody that's like way out of. Well, I was thinking, this is my theory. If you want to hear it, I don't know if you want to hear it. But
yeah,
remember way back when Matt first came on the show, and he was working at the clinic, and he was doctor, and he was following through the pills. Well, what if he set up shop at GH, and he's been under the radar this whole time, and he's involved in this whole Zakara, and I think Spinelli's going to be. I think the whole thing is eventually coming here. It might make sense because he was supposedly trashed out of his mind. But maybe
I like that. Blah, blah, Carl. You're on there. Carrie, how'd it go? Amy's phone died. Oh, gosh. But Christy, I am so looking forward to it Saturday.
I know, I can't wait. I'm dying. I haven't been to the melting pot for, like, God, it's been about 3 or 4 years, so
cannot wait. Felisa is in the doghouse with me. Well, she has, like, 28 minutes. She promised to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, I promise that we'll see how they called in yet.
Oh, really? I told her to call. Well, now you'll be able to. I'll tell her again. But I think that we'll be able to.
You would. For all of you that don't know, Amy, Christy, Felisa, and I all live in Seattle. So Saturday we are going to go to the melting pot, probably get drunk. Sorry if there's any. Daytime after dark business, people need me for Saturday. They trigger me, I will get back to you, but I might
somebody
not be
take
available.
Some pictures. Take pictures and let us know how it goes.
We'll take some pictures.
Yeah, we will. We totally will. If anyone wants to meet us at the Bellevue Melting Pot and join us. Come on. Oh, but did you guys hear that? Did you hear that the talk is having a couple of One Life to Live stars cook? I think after it goes off air. Has anyone heard that? Because they did it for the AMC people, but now they are doing it for the One Life to Live.
I never heard that one. What now? What are they doing?
Well, they did. They had AMC stars on the talk cooking the week that AMC ended, you know, last little day, the next week over they had different people from AMC go on the talk and, cook. And let me tell you, Ricky Paul can cook, you guys. Ricky Paul is cute when he...
Really?
I would love to have Ricky Paul on here. All Hard Radio is back tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving Eve, so, I mean, I will call him because I don't have a life.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah.
I'm calling in, too, because I love Robin, and I'm glad you're doing a show.
What happened was this morning I was getting ready to watch the show with the girls on Reluctant Heartboard, and a couple of people came on the chat box looking for, I hadn't got there yet, actually, and I just got on right as they were on there. And they, are they going to do a tribute show for the Scrubs, blah, blah, blah? So I said, well, I wasn't going to, but I guess I better now, because now,
well,
you know.
You know, if you need, if you need me to help you co-host or whatever because of your voice, because I need you better by Saturday.
I know.
And this is me being selfish, but come on, I'm a little bit selfish, you guys. I'm not going to lie and say I'm not. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to tell everyone, if anyone ever tapes TiVo live with Regis and Kelly, well, if it was on your season pass for TiVo ODBO, it won't do it. You have to go do it for live with Kelly now. So if anyone's been missing this whole past 2 days of live with Kelly, it's because the TiVo and the DVD, DVR thing are good. But you know what? I'm still upset about we just leaving. I watched the thing twice, and I still haven't. But I know not a lot of people are leaving, but yeah, Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, don't eat too much. Okay, Christy, I think that's why Thanksgiving was invented. Linda wants to know everyone's favorite Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, wow. What is my favorite? Well, I usually just eat the turkey, and my mom makes these really good Italian stuffed mushrooms, and garlic mashed potatoes. My mom makes really good stuffing, but I don't usually like stuffing. But yeah,
well,
Italian mushrooms. Oh my god.
Oh, by the way, 253 is on the line now.
Hey, Carly, it's Felicia. I called.
Hi, okay, Felicia.
Felicia.
Okay,
you
and I. I know. I'm like Christy and I are looking forward to Saturday. We are.
I know,
just
me too.
I mean, look at Thanksgiving. We are having dinner at the Matthew Pazlo. Yeah. So, no eating on Friday, you guys. Forget about the leftovers. But I got to get back to the Thanksgiving, your favorite Thanksgiving dinner. Audrey, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dinner?
I actually like making the turkey sandwich. Well, I can't have meat bread anymore with my stomach, but I used to I would make turkey salad, and I would make, you know,
ooh,
you cut up all the fresh turkey, and then you put celery and onions and mayonnaise. Oh my god, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, see, my favorite thing is probably the most unhealthy part of the turkey. I'm sorry, but I love the skin. The skin is so good, and like when my brother's cutting the turkey, I sneak in the room and I try and get the skin before dinner, and I get my hand.
Wow.
Oh, Candace, congratulations. Okay, Candace, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dinner?
My favorite Thanksgiving dinner is honey glazed ham with homemade stuffing with sweet potato pie with banana pudding and cranberry sauce.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, what about?
I was thinking about that. I was like, ooh, turkey or ham, and I'm thinking, yeah, ham, honey glazed ham. Yeah.
What's that? What about Silo? Silo, what about you?
I'm going to have turkey breast with.
Hello?
I'm skipping potatoes. And I'm going to have...
Why are you skipping potatoes? I'm just kidding.
Because I'm just not that big into it. I'm going to make stuffing and have gravy, and that'll probably be
good. Yeah, I love the gravy.
And then pumpkin pie for dessert later.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
What about Kathy? Kathy, what about you?
I'm going to relatives, my boyfriend's relatives. So it's just turkey, vegetables. I like stuffing. I like that the best. And I don't care. Turkey's okay for me. It's not my favorite thing, but I'll have some turkey. I like stuffing. I like potatoes. I miss my mom's cooking. My mom's not here anymore. I miss her cooking.
Sorry.
I think everybody says that, don't you? You like your mother's?
Well, actually, not me. I like my grandma's, and when we were growing up, my mom would never make it because she thought she could never make it as good as her mother. And one year she tried because we were here, and made the dinner again, and it wasn't the same. The way my mom made it versus the way my grandma made it, it wasn't the same. Oh, 443, you're on the air. So, yeah, but let's see. Well, I'm having a low skin. I know that. And the mashed potatoes, I don't care how much mashed potatoes. And my sister-in-law makes this really good green bean casserole with she puts potato chips on it on top.
Oh, wow.
And I love the rolls. My mom gets really good dinner rolls every year. And then after we all take a nap for like 15, 20 minutes, then we go with the pumpkin pie of the evening, which is nice. But sometimes we play board games. And if anyone's ever played Spoons, if anyone knows the game Spoons, well, we cannot play that in my family anymore because everyone gets competitive. And one Christmas, my brother tried to take the spoon out of my hand. I grabbed him really, really hard, and my sister tried to get his other arm away from mine. And so I got the spoon, but then the next hand, my brother injured my mom's hand. So we are not allowed to play that game anymore. I mean, I am not.
Funny.
I know.
Mom,
would
you like to head out at Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah. I mean, oh, and by the way, if Laura White is listening to Bradford, have a very good Thanksgiving, Bradford. Do not die on Zeno Hospital because I will not accept it.
I won't either.
I heard he wasn't dying.
Oh, thank God.
You know
what?
Bradford is actually going to join this program with Steve Burton and his brother-in-law John and what everybody else is joining.
The 90-day challenge or something.
Yes, so he says he's going to take his shirt off when he's done with it. Steve was giving him a little, like, man, I can't believe it.
Steve Burton keeps sending me
the message.
Steve keeps sending me emails about that. I keep getting emails from Steve Burton about joining that.
Well, you know, Christy.
Wow.
Christy from the Zone Radio was going to join it just to see what it was. And but it costs so much money to
it's
join
expensive.
It.
What is it?
What?
It's a diet plan. Plus, it has all sorts of diet help aids you can buy.
Like health fitness stuff?
There's a video you can watch. But you know what? When I saw it, I saw the 90-day challenge. And Steve, he sends me. I get an email from him at least once a week. And he keeps saying, and it says Kathy, it says my name, it said Kathy, please join, come with me, it says Kathy, please come with me for the 90-day challenge, and there's a link to a video you can watch, but I didn't watch it because I know it's money, and I just ignore it, I delete them. Every time I get one from him, I delete them.
Yeah.
I'm in a fan club, that's why.
I am too, but I don't get them. Boy, I'm upset.
Okay, not to sound stupid, but does it cost anything to be in his fan club?
No.
No,
I'm just in his. I think I am. I think one time I signed up to be in his fan club. Don't ask me how.
Yeah.
But I think
what
that's
about
weird.
The 90
his site.
I think that's where he gets my name, but he sends it. It's personalized.
Yeah.
Dear Kathy, please sign up. Please.
Well, a program, computer program can
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, and it says, please
yeah,
join me in the 90-day challenge.
Yeah.
And I get them all the time. It's frequent in my email box. But I haven't looked at the video, but I know it's expensive.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Well, I think you don't have to get everything, but there's certain things that, you know, if you want to get, you can get, I guess. You know, but the basic point is, you know, it's like anything. Eat healthy, exercise. You know,
I'd love to. I'd love to do it. I'd love to do it.
Oh, I would love to do it too, but there's no way I can afford it. Plus, I'd need to get my doctor's okay.
So would I. I would too. And he does a webcast too. He has a webcast on certain days. He helps you through the program. Has a webcast.
Yep.
The whole bit.
Positive and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Linda. Is it true that Monique or Tony? I say Tony really before. Amy.
I think
yes,
Tony.
Amy. Yeah, Amy and Christy. I think it would be great fun to go shopping. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be a blast. Well, plus I mean.
So anyone?
Next week or whatever.
But if you need any help with your show tomorrow night, because you sound not
what
so good.
What time is
your
show going to be tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's at 10 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, 7 o'clock
7
o- here. 7 o'clock
yeah,
here.
7 o'clock here. Yeah.
So 10 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to probably, I did just a couple of things, and I'm just going to hopefully take fans calls, so I might have you help. I got to call Dania because she's getting all of her things because she's got family and stuff over there. So
we don't have family yet.
So I'll let you know on that, but I mean, either way, definitely call in.
I totally would. So will everyone be back on Friday night for day after YWA so and is anyone of you
going to be on
going
Friday,
out?
Charlie?
I'll be here on Friday.
You, you know what's so weird?
Chrissy,
that,
what's,
you
your,
know,
what's your phone number to your show?
It's 646-200-0145.
Okay.
What's your area code? Because I'll make sure that Daniel picks it up or whoever's doing it picks it up.
My area code, I'm going to be 773.
Okay.
773.
Give me the number again. Make sure I got it right.
Okay. It's 646-200-0145.
Okay. Got it.
Do I sound like Minnie Mouse?
And you know what, and also if you guys didn't get, this, you can always look on also White Hall Radio, the phone number is on there. Christy from Ladies on Radio will be having on Friday night too, but she won't have on the following week because she is going to New Orleans, and right now she's in New York until Thursday. I missed you, Christy. I can't believe you're in New York without me, but that's okay.
I know, really.
And then you're going to have somebody else going to New York.
I know, because, every year I try and stay up for, I try to wake up in time for the Macy's Parade, and my sister went there 1 year when they lived in New York, and she told me they have to wake up at 3:30 in the morning, or even 2, to go get a really good seat.
2 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
One of the things that's one of the things on my list of things to do: go to New York City, and be able to. I want to sit where the Broadway musicals, where they do that, because that's what I usually. That's what I love seeing is that. So Someday I'll get on there, hopefully.
Well, you know, New York is one of the most pretty. I mean, I fell in love with New York. It was my first time. But we won a year after 9/11 happened. And so that in itself was sad in a way. And, oh, Dana, what is this I hear? Oh, my God, okay. Oh, God, Dana's going to kill me. Okay, fine. Okay. Dana, I'm not trying to take you calls. Yeah, Dana, call in. Deal with me. I'm kidding. I'm nice.
Hey, Chrissy, I want to call into your show tomorrow, too. My area code is 773.
Wait, what is it?
773, that's my area code.
Okay, that's your. Okay, I wrote it down.
Okay.
Oh, she doesn't have her family coming in either. Oh, I thought she said she's dead. Oh, maybe I'm not.
Oh, my God, okay. Have you been eavesdropping? No, no. Whole consultation data club. Oh, did you guys hear that Dancing with the Stars, Silo and Kathleen, they might not do 2 a year?
What?
Well,
not really?
Dancing
with
the
Stars,
yeah. Because they think since they are doing 2 things a year, that's why the ratings are down. And they think if they do 1 a year, but, yeah, I mean, I like it that they do 2 a year. And, you know, I'm just wondering who will be on the season 14 of Dancing with the Stars, because if you think about it, they have a lot of good people already on there.
This year was the best.
I'm
still waiting
for Betty White. I want Betty White to be on next season.
Yeah.
You know who I always thought would be good to be on there too is crap. I cannot think of her name right now, but I thought she would be really good. No. Crap. Oh God. Okay. I don't like this game old thing. I always thought, like, you know, even though she's older, I wanted to see how Deidre Hall from Days of Our Life would do. I mean,
Chrissy, there's another radio show on tomorrow night.
What?
Yep.
TX Kimmy, General Kimmy has a radio show on tomorrow night,
oh,
too.
Oh, crap. What time?
Oh, they do?
Said.
What time?
I don't know. I'm just looking on Twitter. She's saying to Buttercup, which is Jason, check out our radio show tomorrow night. It might interest you.
Oh, I didn't know she was having one either.
You know, hers is a hit and miss. Every time I try, she's like never on, and then I hear she's on.
She's asking Steve Burton to come on tomorrow night.
What?
How did they agree to go on the show? I don't get that.
Because,
I mean, Lexi called me, but
she had Betsy on. I don't know. She's asking Steve Burton. She just messaged.
Well, wait a minute. That doesn't mean he's going to go on because you didn't go on the last time.
Did you see her picture with him?
No.
But the thing is, Christy has been looking to get Steve on for the last 2 years. Steve said he will come on very, very soon. So,
she's not asking him to come on. She's just asking him to listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I usually always, I mean, I heard that Jonathan Jackson and Becky Herbst listened to the cars and tried to call him, but I didn't. Yeah, you know, I don't know if they're calling, and I don't know
Eric. You know what?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, when Bradford called, he was blocked. When Laura called, it was an area code I never heard of. Dana, I just want to tell Dana that I wasn't trying to take the job away. I was just thinking of you have family coming in. You know, I know how that is, and yeah. I love what Amy said. I love Jake will be alive. Mid December,
so.
To body. Oh, but okay. And Granny Helena has him.
God's ears.
Okay, but you guys, that would not be good. I mean, that's not Jake's grandmother at all.
I'm so jealous of Kimmy. She posted a picture the other night. She was with Steve Burton, and he had his arm around her with a big smile. I couldn't believe it. She was that close to him.
Wow. They're all so nice. When you meet them at Fan Club Weekend, I still am, like, in awe over how that is. Because what they do is the cast event is on Saturday, and you go, and they all come in. They walked right past me as they entered the room, and then they talk on the stage for a little bit, and then they split up, and you just walk up to them. It's really crazy, and you walk up to them and
start talking to
them and taking pictures, and they'll sign whatever you want, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. Like, I thought it would be more. I just thought it would be different.
For everyone that didn't make my Friday emotional, so because people had a life, Candace just like the coldest bonnet of the decade or the, I don't know, whatever. Cassie got Robert Woods. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Calm down. But no, she got Robert Woods to say hi to me in a video. So, you know. She gets the coldest bonnet of the decade or the millennium or whatever. She does. Okay, Candace, announce that you're dying to sweetheart.
Okay, I get a scream now, right? Okay, let me get the scream out. Okay, so this Saturday, while, you know, everybody is recuperating from Thanksgiving and Black Friday, I'll be back in New York because, you know, Candace can't live without New York, and having dinner was the one, the only Emmy Award winner, Natalie Grawn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're kidding me.
See that again?
It happened right on Twitter. It started out on Twitter on Nancy's
page.
She was so kind. Well, no, not now. Like, this Saturday, I'm going to have it. Because Saturday, she has an event in New York. So the joke was, what happened was, people at Soaps and Depth, the ABC, had said, well, Nancy has a crush on Steph Myers. This is how it really started. And saying, if anybody sees Steph Myers in New York, tell him about her. Buy the drink. Okay. Then Soaps and Depth had said, I'll buy you a drink and stuff like that. Well, then I was joking. I swear up and down I was joking, guys. I was like, well,
okay.
If Soaps and Depth and Steph Myers don't buy you drinks, I'll buy you dinner. And she said, done. She was like, okay, you're in. DM me the information and we'll meet up.
Oh,
I swear. It was like a joke.
Really? I saw her all that on Twitter.
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way, we have 90 seconds, but we will stay for overtime. 7-7-3, you are mayor.
I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and I will probably be back.
Same
Friday.
Here.
Thank
okay.
you.
You too.
Same here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, 7-7-3, you back on mayor.
Thank you. It's August
1st. Oh, hey,
I figured it was you.
I'm nervous, y'all, because I thought this was a joke until seriously.
Okay, Kate.
I told her. I'm like nervous, y'all.
Candace, all of you had incredible shit happen to them. You're the only person.
Yeah, okay. I'm a fucking blog talk host, and I don't give a nice, okay, so no. So, no, Candace, remember you are still my little correspondent, and whatever you have to do, you have to get Nancy on the show.
I'm, like, freaking out. Like, now, because it's now a done deal, like, I seriously thought it was a joke.
I thought she would, you know how some people joke, and I was saying, well, then I had told her I couldn't DM her because she's not following me. So she DM'd me, and we, set up everything. And then I'm like, okay, all right, I'm keeping it calm. And I'm, like, texting, calling me. I'm like, oh, my God, okay, I'm going to have dinner with Nancy. What's the mess? I'm freaking out. I don't know what I'm wearing. I don't know. This is different. This is going to be my first time meeting her. Because the year I went to General Hospital weekend, she wasn't there. So, yeah.
I'd be a wreck.
But we enjoy it. Just wear what you want that you think
exactly.
is appropriate. You know,
I'd be a wreck.
Just go have fun.
Yeah.
Be comfy.
It's weird because y'all guys know me. I think we all and everything. With One Life to Live people, with Down Life people, and As World Tennis people, I'm really like mellow. I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm collective. But then when I like see General Hospital people, like when I met Tony Garry, I freaked out. Literally.
Oh, yeah, me too. I met him years back. Yeah.
Seriously, I felt like I was having an out of body experience.
I would too.
I know what you mean.
Well,
you guys have no idea. I was like, okay, Jonathan Jackson. All right, perfect example. February when I saw him go by, I was fine. I was like, oh hi. A couple of weeks ago, when I bumped into him, literally in New York, I was like, okay, schoolgirl crush. I have a schoolgirl crush on Jonathan Jackson. I'm like, okay. Oh. I'm going to be okay. Time we took that picture, I was shaking.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to, do this with Nancy Lee Grand. Somebody I, respect,
yeah.
Santa Barbara. So now it's like, I don't know what I should even ask her. I don't know what I should.
Just sweetheart, be yourself. Call me on Friday night. Call me on Saturday before, and I will walk you through it. But, okay, my experience with Tony Garry and before I get into trouble. Okay, Amy, go. Text me tomorrow. What was that? Okay, so, Anthony Garry and Anthony Garry and Drake Hogerson was having an event here in Seattle, both of them at the same time. So, at first I'm like, okay, who do I go first? Drake or Tony? It was like my hardest decision of my life. So far. And so I went up to Drake, say, I love you. I love John. I love you and Marlena. And, he gave me a hug. Okay, I was fine with Drake. But with Tony, I kind of flipped. I asked him for a hug. And I kept saying how much I loved him as Sonny. And way back then, he goes, yeah, we should have a beau romance or whatever that is called. And he said to the audience, yeah, don't you guys know that Jason, Sonny, and Luke are all lovers with each other? So, yeah. And Christy, Amy won't be with us on Saturday.
Oh, I thought she was going to. We're going shopping, right?
Really?
Yeah, we are still going shopping, but see, she has family shopping next week, yeah. But no, I know she cannot do Saturday, but yes, shopping. Okay, let me get to that. But no, meeting Drake and Tony, I met a couple, and my grandma, Melissa Reeves, was in Oregon at a new Target where she lived. And I called my grandma up and I go, Grandma, Melissa Reeves is having a special appearance at the new Target. Can you go? And she goes, I don't like things. Like, come on, Grandma, I really want an autograph. So she got me an autograph of Melissa Reeves. And she told me Melissa Reeves is one of the sweetest people she's ever met.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So, but no, you need Candace in order for you to be welcome back on the show next week. You need to.
I was gonna ask you too. What?
Hey, excuse me. It's in my corner responded, but I will loan her out. Yes, I will loan Candace out to you, Christy. Don't worry. But no, just make sure she knows. I know that sounds really weird. Okay, that sounds a doozy. Okay, I didn't realize how bad that is. But that did sound bad. But I
ask you. When I said to Felicia, I told her that if General Hospital does end when the last tape day for them, I want to go down there to the studio.
Yeah, we should.
You know what?
Yeah,
okay,
we should
all do together.
General Hospital is really tight with their security. General Hospital for their studio is really tight with security. It's like, it's not like One Life to Live and like Gaslight and stuff like that. Because they they're like.
Can I ask a question about One Life to Live? What does anybody feel about this whole Prospect Park thing? Do we think it's actually going to happen, or was this all just a bunch of bull to shut us up?
I think it was intended to happen, but I think money's the issue.
Yeah, I think so too. I really do.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get my throat is killing me, so.
No, I just don't want, I kind of
wish.
Well, Amy, I mean, Christy and I, we might all be drunk on Saturday, just to warn you, and.
Please don't,
Charlie,
when I call you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be funny.
Well,
then again, I might be wasted.
Oh, God. No, because if you think about it, you guys, Thursday, you're with your family all day long for the whole day, or half of the day. And then they drive you crazy, especially if you get asked, when are you getting married, or when are you having kids for the 100th time? My people knew the thing when someone asked me that, I'm like, okay, when Bradford Anderson leaves his wife and married me, then I will get married. And that is a better answer than saying, like, I don't know, but,
Oh, my gosh,
it's
so
funny. I know.
Felicia, how is the weather treating you tonight? Is it raining
like
as you guys? Okay.
Yeah, it's really raining here in Lakewood.
Well, okay, you missed the top of my show. Okay, I took a nap today, stupid me, but I was tired, and I had to go to the bathroom, so I went in, and my ceiling was leaky with water. I didn't understand why the toilet was wet, and the floor was a little wet because, Yeah, and so they have to get a new thing and fix it in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's early. What the heck?
Well, because remember, you guys, we are getting, like, the rain that we are supposed to get for 3 months for the next 4 days.
Do you think it's going to snow?
I think it might snow, like, after Thanksgiving.
I just want, like, a little bit so it looks pretty.
Me too.
I know.
Me too.
I love it. As long as I don't have to drive in it.
Well, I don't drive, period, you guys. I tried to learn, but after I took out a mailbox and almost ran over a cat with the cat, came right in front of me. The cat, well, I didn't kill the cat, so please don't. No. Imagine, you know, we live in Seattle, so you really, I mean, you can take the bus and get by. Okay, so Kathy, is Silo still here? Kathy, Silo, Candace, Felicia, am I missing anyone?
Alva's still here.
Okay, well, Alva, you need to speak up more because in order to get a word and right on the show.
You're so funny.
Yeah.
Carly, I just listened to you, girl. You be talking so fast. I'm like, okay, Carly is talking. Let me listen to her.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
I listen.
Well, yeah.
Like,
but,
nobody
can
understand me, so I'm like, okay, well.
I can understand you fine. I just feel bad for you talking.
Oh, well, yeah.
Are you guys going to watch Venice?
Yeah, you know,
maybe that looks good.
Actually, Danny,
you know, I tried it. I can't do it. I like
Danny
the bay better.
Danny watched
the bay.
It, and she said that it was okay, but it's very watered down from what we're used to, and that's what these soaps would be, if in fact Prospect Park existed, and if in fact
yeah.
if they actually had money, it wouldn't be what we're accustomed to. And so I think that, you know, they all just need to be produced in a different network. And maybe instead of 5 days a week, I mean, like, I'd be happy to have General Hospital weekly as long as we have it. I mean,
well, yeah.
I watched,
you know,
I watched season two of it, and I saw some of season one, I only because it was free, and I watched all of season two because they had a free a couple of weeks ago. And I liked it, and so I signed. It was $10 for the season three, so it stopped tomorrow.
This weekend they had season one and season two on YouTube this past weekend.
Yeah, and I only saw season two. I missed season one.
What is it? What show is that?
For Venice.
Venice.
Venice. Venice.
Am I wrong? But I saw Mary Beth Evans.
So many people are in it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
More people
yeah.
are going to be in it this year.
Well,
yeah,
who is this
all gay?
Except for Gina Toyani.
She's
Gina's
in
not
going
to be on there.
She's not going to be
on
this year?
Oh, not this season.
Yeah, she
not
left.
Not this season. She left.
Oh, okay. Now I remember who I think is to be on Dancing with the Stars. See, my brain came back. I mean, I think Kelly Ripa could do Dancing with the Stars. I think she could do it, but I would really love to see Becky on there.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah.
She wouldn't do it.
No, because she would
shy.
Not want
to
be away from her kids.
She's too shy. Like she said, she doesn't like to talk in public or any of that
right.
stuff. She
right.
wouldn't do
Who
it.
Doesn't? Who doesn't?
Becky.
Oh, yeah, you know what, Nathan would be awesome, you know, he is a dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan
would
be good.
Yeah,
Nathan
would
be
good.
Okay, and you know who he is, would be good.
Nathan
would
be great.
Yeah, and you know, yes,
if anyone could do well on that, Nathan would, he would be.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Bye.
It has to be someone from California, because that's too hard. Cameron Matheson.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, my vote goes to Bradford. I would vote Bradford in all the way to the finals, even if he sucks, you guys. Yeah, you know.
I think he'd be good.
You
yeah,
know,
he
did that little dancing skit on the show, and he didn't do bad at all.
No,
he
was
good.
And
he's,
oh, yeah,
he
was white, good. So he could.
Yeah, oh, Melissa Weeks could do it. She lives in California, too. You know, I'm just trying to get in the Dancing in the Mind studio heads when they go casting for season 14. I'm just curious, you know. And I hope they don't. There's been a rumor that they might do an all-star Dancing with the Stars. Please, God, no, don't do that to us, please. Because I don't want one person to go back. Please, God, no.
I felt kind of bad because Tad wanted to be on there, and they picked J.R. instead of Michael E. Knight.
Yeah, you know what, yeah.
And Michael
yeah.
E. Knight, he really wanted to be on it. And I felt kind of bad that they didn't pick him. Because he was someone that wanted to. He was someone that wanted to be on it.
Yeah.
But,
well, maybe they'll pick him next row.
He won't be popular. He won't be popular. The show's off the air, so they probably wouldn't.
Oh. Oh, come on! But they have picked. They have picked husbands. I mean, I don't mean in a bad way, but they have picked people that have been out of the spotlight for 15, 20 years.
You're right, Kyle. You're right. That's a good point. You're right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and I don't like using the word husband, but there were a lot of people that has been on that show that, you know, hasn't. The only thing I never agreed with having Bristol Palin on Dancing, I mean, she was good. I'm giving her that, but I'm like, okay. Not the only people know her because of her mom, but...
Well, look at the girl that was George Clooney's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
She
was on there. The only claim to fame she had was she was George Clooney's girlfriend. How ridiculous is that?
Ex-girlfriend.
But just look at Rob Kardashian. He ain't famous. What has he done?
I know.
I find it funny that George Foreman's current girlfriend, Stacey Keibler, was on Dancing with the Stars,
George Clooney is Baltimore
Sunday.
I think George needs to grow up, myself.
Well, yeah. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
But I love
that. I fell in love all over again watching him. He's older. He was married to, Okay, the wife was Bill Foster's best friend. The father and son were both on Dancing with the Stars. Anyone help me? Anyone?
I have no clue.
What are you saying?
Wasn't George Hamilton's son on Dancing with the Stars too?
George Hamilton. I thought he did. I love him, and you know, I love his ex-wife probably more because I read the whole Farrah Fawcett book. That was a very good sad book. But I always thought if she had lived, she would have done good on Dancing with the Stars. I was just thinking, and you know who would really have done good on Dancing with the Stars? Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be able to be on because he was a dancer.
But I thought that they had someone on the show had dancing background, like season 3 or 4. And they were still, I mean, but you're right. I mean, next week is when Conrad Murray gets the book thrown at him, hopefully. So even though he will get the book thrown at him on Tuesday, I will have a Wednesday show, a special edition, a daytime after dark, the Conrad Murray saga.
Yeah.
Because I swear, if he gets probation for this and his license.
I think he'll do time.
I think so, too. I think he's going to do some time.
He's going to do some time, yeah,
I think
maybe not much.
At least 2 years.
Well, so has he already lost his medical license? I mean, already?
Oh, yeah. I think his license is gone.
Yeah, he loses his license.
I don't think he did anything yet. Because I was watching TMZ.
Don't ask me why, y'all. Okay, don't ask me.
Okay, why? Okay, you and I both know. Yeah, okay. What did TMZ say?
Well, TMZ was pretty much talking about an incident. Like, I don't know if it happened today or something about his. He had a car accident and he was blaming the dog or something. Conrad Murray had blamed his dog for an accident or something like that.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh,
my
gosh.
He's such a piece of shit. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. That makes me
funny. And I know that somebody has said one of his staff, you know how if you watch TMZ, you know how the staff members talk, you know, and stuff like that.
And one of the guys said something about the medical license, and the guy said, I don't think they took it away yet. So I don't know. I might be wrong. I don't think they took it away yet. I don't think anything is final until court date.
Oh, my God.
Good.
He's still in jail, right? They held him with, like, I don't know, $1 million bail or something.
My question about Conrad Murray.
Why doesn't anybody, and I don't mean this, don't, for me to say what I'm about to say, please, y'all, don't judge me, but my thing is that they said while he, before the court thing, when they announced his, you know, that he was guilty and stuff, they said he was under suicide watch, okay? And, granted, I don't want anybody to kill themselves, but on this special note,
yes,
I wanted somebody to come in and choke him. I wanted one of those prison break odds moments where they, you know, take him and drag him down.
I agree.
Okay,
Candace, when you just said that, I was thinking, go ahead, do it. To yourself, call. I mean, I know. Okay, don't be mad at me. See, started.
Yeah.
But no, I thought the same way when I heard that. I'm like, okay, do the Buddha a favor. I mean, even when people are gonna argue that, you know, he had doctors give him medicine for years and years and years, but no one was a stupid idiot like Conrad giving him the proposal. And I mean.
Yeah,
he might have been addicted to all those really.
Conrad Murray has kids. He has child support that he's supposed to have paid with the money that Michael Jackson was giving him.
But I heard.
He wasn't paying his child.
He wasn't paid.
There was nothing.
He went to Jamaica, and he was going to get his nails done because they sure enough. I love when they have these specials on Michael Jackson and the doctor. And they're showing the pictures of, like, well, this is where he was on this day getting his nails done at the famous L.A. nail salon, getting a pedicure and stuff. And you see, I mean, if you ever picked up one of the magazines, like, you know, Lifestyles and stuff like that, you saw the picture. So then, like, people, they had lawyers and family therapists. Well, if he was supposed to be paying for the child support or taking care of him.
This
clearly doesn't, you know, show any, you know, like on his facial expression. His facial expression looks like he's carefree, like he's enjoying the money instead of taking care of his responsibilities. And then they talked about his girlfriend.
Oh my God. She just wants to be an actress. I mean, did you see her
just saying
I was ready to throw up on her?
I thought it was funny when she said that I keep my instrument.
The instrument word.
But let me tell you, if he doesn't get anything, I think there will be an outcry. I think people will be
He will get something. I guarantee it. Now, I think he'll get 2 years, but I don't know if they'll go for 2 years. They may let him out.
Wasn't manslaughter? Yeah, manslaughter.
And then overdose.
Involuntary.
Yeah, manslaughter. Let's see, what else did he do? There's so much.
You know, my brother, we were talking about this at the family dinner table. I mean, not when the kids were in the room, but after. And my older brother goes to me, you know, for what he did, he must have been doing it for months and thinking, oh, he's going to be fine. He's going to wake up. I'm giving him this propofol. You know, he was giving Michael Jackson propofol for like 2 months. So really, if you think about it, he was playing, and
all the extra medications that he recorded his voice, and then the next day he's ordering.
Oh, that's sick!
I know.
I'm like, what the hell is that? Oh my God! I was just ready to scream.
Do you guys all remember Will Uber when you found out that he Michael Jackson died. Do you guys all remember Will?
You I remember exactly where I was at.
Yeah,
where were you?
I remember everything.
I was in the middle of, I was watching General Hospital. I mean, I think it was, yeah. And news broke.
Yeah.
It was in the middle.
And it said, yeah, that Michael, and I'm like, oh, please, that they had rushed him to the hospital.
He hadn't died yet.
It started with a coma.
He was at the hospital.
Yeah.
And then they had the people, like, everybody was there at the hospital, you know, like, they had the crowd outside and stuff. And I'm like, what? Oh, come on, this is, you know, I'm like, he'll be fine. I seriously. And then, by 2 o'clock then, I saw, you know, what's his name, the brother, I can't even think anymore.
Jermaine Jackson.
Yeah, Jermaine came in and did the announcement, but the poor guy had been dead, literally. I mean, I don't believe what Murray says.
Exactly.
He was still breathing. When he came in, no, the man had been dead at least. I'm guessing he had to have rested maybe at some point right after he left the room. I mean, but there was one reporter that when they got him into the ambulance, there's one last picture of him in the ambulance.
Yeah.
The reporter had the camera against the thing, and you can see the blood is already pooling, which means
he's dead for
at least an hour, if not longer, by the time got there.
You know, I woke up that morning and I had headline news on for some weird reason. I usually don't have that on when I go to bed, but I probably couldn't sleep, so I put it on to make me fall asleep. And I woke up and they said, Phil Foster has passed away. I lost it right there. I'm like, even though I knew that, you know, she was probably going to pass away, I was hoping she would get better. And so I was literally crying for like 3 hours over that. And
it was so sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah.
It was awful.
I just remember coming, I came home from work. I was leaving my job. I got in my car. And I turned on the radio, and they said Michael Jackson was in a coma. That's how it started. And from my job to where I used to live at, it would only take 15 minutes for me to get home. And I remember I got in the door, and my cousin was staying with me. And she was like, oh, my God, I can't get on the Internet. And I said, wow, what's wrong? And she was like, I'm trying to find out about Michael Jackson. Well, as we all knew, everybody was trying to figure out what the heck was going on with Michael Jackson.
Google crashed,
Yahoo was crashed. So we're like trying to figure out what's going on. And then I noticed that the radio station that we were listening to was dead silent. And then 2 minutes later, we turn around and it was CBS News. Katie Couric has said that Associated Press just announced that Michael Jackson has passed away, and they showed his picture and, you know, the whole, you know, birth year and birth, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
And they showed outside of UCLA Medical Center. And I just remember my cousin and me, you would think somebody just told us a family member had died.
Because it was even weird because
my grandfather, he kept telling us, like, he remembered where he was when JFK, you know, Junior had, JFK had died.
So
it was kind of like, now we're, like, having this kind of, we have our moment. You know, we now know how it felt.
After I found out about Phila, about 2 o'clock here, I could not get on the Internet, and I'm like, okay, calling you. I paid the bill. I'm like, okay, I know I paid the bill. I know I remember to do that. And so I turned the TV on, and then the hospital was being recorded. And so I turned it on to King 5, which is all, you know, NBC, and they broke in. Michael Jackson is going to the hospital in a coma. And I feel so bad for what I thought in my head. I'm like, okay, he is just trying to get publicity for his London show.
For his concert, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I'm like, come on,
oh
this is
God.
Not true. And
well,
then
I was thinking
the same thing, and so I was literally crying, and my Texas boob going off, my house phone was going off, and everyone's like, "Did you just hear what we heard? Oh, did you think someone's playing a joke?" And I'm like, I don't think someone would say that someone is dead on the air unless
yeah.
he was really dead. But that whole week was weird because you had Ed McMahon die, Farrah Fawcett,
yeah.
and then Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and then,
in a row.
But then you heard all these bad rumors that Sean Penn was killed,
a couple other...
Yeah, so you keep... And I'm like thinking... This is not a good day to die, people. This is die. No, I just remember feeling really sick in my stomach when they said Michael Jackson died. And I'm like, and my first thought was to those kids. Maybe it should have been to the mom, but I just thought about the kids. And then when they said that about the propofol, I got mad.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, because... I made a joke during this whole Carmel Murray trial. Sometimes I cannot sleep. I wish I had that stuff. But, you know, it's only supposed to be in the hospital. Then I remember Candace, when she was in the hospital, and she sounded great being on drugs. You might be winning the award, Candace, for the best person in the hospital on drugs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like to thank Dr. Ryan Morgan, that was the doctor's name, for every time I pressed the button, he came in, popping in, and saying, Candace, we just gave you something like 2 hours ago. I know, I just wanted to see you. I was like, oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to be next week, sick.
Oh, well. Tell him that your daytime family says hi, and we want him to know. I'm kidding. just the name. Chris. Christy. Remember, are you going to your mom's on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to my brother's. My mom. We're all of our. My mom and everybody. We're all going to my brother's. So, I have two brothers. Two brothers and my mom and my dad and then I have one nephew and a new niece. It'll be fun. What are you guys doing?
Well, I'm going to my older brother's. He has 5 kids.
And then my sister
and her husband has 2 kids, a 4-year-old and 5 months. I was in the room when she was born. Okay. That was very good, but very traumatic on Carly. And then my little brother. I saw things that you're not supposed to see. Then my little brother had a 6-month-old little girl. So yeah, it's gonna be like. Kids running around crazy.
Aww.
You know, but it's fun. I mean, my parents have nine grandkids, so
wow.
I'm like, they go, Carly, you don't have to think about that. We have too many as it is to keep up with them. But so what are you guys doing? What are you doing, Silo and Candace and Felisa and...
Well, I'm at my mom's house, so we're going to have Thanksgiving here, and everybody's coming here, so it's going to be a crazy house, too. crazy.
There's one thing I do not miss about being young was getting set at the kids' table. I hated that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you know, you had to be like, 11 in the family before you got to say the big
Yeah, and I'm
gosh, Carly.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm like, but I'm not hearing good compensation, people. So yeah, I will pay my little brother to sit there, and I will go sit at the adults table. But you know, now that I have nieces and nephew, my niece Sophie, who I love to the moon and back, who's 7, who's becoming like me. I'm not sure everyone loves that, but she loves to go shopping with me. But she goes, I don't want to sit at the kids' table this year. I want to sit by you. And I go, okay, let me see what I can do. Yeah. And I told my mom, and my mom's like, well, maybe we will just put the kids' table an extra long table. And, you know, because I'm sorry, why do kids really have to sit at the kids' table? Are you telling them, hearing the kiddo too loud or what? But no, I mean, but I do not get why it takes all day to cook everything, and you're done in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we don't eat breakfast on Thanksgiving. We never have because, you know, to save our appetite. But for Christmas, my mom used to make pancakes and eggs or a casserole, and, you know, but before Thanksgiving, we did not eat all day until the Thanksgiving meal. And now looking back, maybe that was a bad thing because I got so hungry, and by the time I sat down, I was full from eating. So, that's why I came up with the whole appetizer idea for Thanksgiving, because there's a long break from eating because the guys are watching the football game and, you know, and so, no, but the reason why I asked where you were going to go, Chris, is because 5:20 will probably be jammed up, and 4:05 is probably going to be jammed up unless you left Thanksgiving Day around 10, then I think you will be fine.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Man. Okay. Okay, 773-621 just dropped off. So that means Blog Talk is probably going to be kicking us off very, very soon. Okay. But Christy,
well, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah,
happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
happy
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
And tune into iHeartRadio tomorrow night.
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.